everyone, and happy holidays. Welcome to another episode of Sis Chat.
Yes, the final episode of 2020. Should we make this the end of our season? One, do podcasts even have seasons?
That's a good question, but we can figure that out later.
True, but yeah, here we are at the end of the year, and we're gonna have a follow-up chat about a topic that we all love or hate or love to hate. That not everyone finds it fun, but I sure do find it fun.
Yeah. But before we get started, I have a question for you, Naricia. What is a financial decision you made this year that you think you'll carry on for the foreseeable future?
Okay, so I switched my phone to Mint Mobile, right? Mm-hmm. And so Mint Mobile is this online service, and I tried the 3-month plans first. So they have 3 months, mm-hmm. 6 months, and then 12-month plan.
Okay.
I tried the 3-month plan at $45 for 3 months.
Doesn't sound bad at all.
It really doesn't. That's basically $15 a month.
Yeah.
And I got 3 gigabytes of data because I don't use my phone like that because, you know, I'm Miss Popular. So I just need like 3 gigabytes of data, and it really lasts me. It's like super long.
Okay.
So I honestly, just when my plan expired in December, like this month, I just bought the 12-month plan.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought it for $150 instead of $180 because they had a promotion.
Okay.
Which means that for the whole 2021, I am paying $12.50 per month for my phone bill, which is just fucking amazing. So yeah, what about you?
Okay, that sounds so great. And because of all of the numbers my sister said there, I too decided to switch to Mint Mobile quite recently, actually, like a week ago. And let me tell y'all something, okay? Before this, I was paying $70 a month.
Nope.
For my phone bill, okay, and this is after I had already paid off the phone. So, I mean, I was looking at that, you know, the sheet where it just tells you where all the numbers are coming from, and I'm just like, this does not make sense. So, anyways, I switched to Mint Mobile recently, and I got the 8-gigabyte plan, which is $20 per month, which is not bad at all. I also tried for 3 months, and that's $60 overall. So let's just go back again and just, basically, I was paying $70 a month
per
for my
month.
Phone.
Yes.
And now I paid $60 for 3 months.
Yes.
Talk about saving. Okay, you guys about to be saving a lot.
Yes.
This 2021 and going forward. So yeah, let's see how this goes. I'm super excited about that. Another thing that I did quite recently, as in like today, as in the day that we're recording this, is that I switched my savings accounts to a high yield online saving account, so that I can get a higher annual percentage yield, which is basically an APY for short. Yeah. And so instead of getting a 0.01% on my interest earned at my current bank, I'll be getting a 0.5% of whatever it is in my account.
Yeah.
So yeah, more saving plays all day, every day for me.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I actually did switch to an online savings account earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I switched from Bank of America to an online service called Chime. And Chime is one of those ones that have a higher APY, which you just think about it as the amount of money paid to you for keeping your money
in the bank.
And one of the best things is that Chime doesn't charge you for having a savings account. I know some major banks, they do charge you, like, you need to have a minimum for them not to charge you a fee, which is fucking hysterical.
It's like, I don't really got the money.
Exactly.
Like,
so what are you charging me for?
Yeah.
Like, if you think I don't have enough money to meet, like, $250, why the hell do you think that taking more money is a great idea? Like, it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
But, so, I use Chime exclusively for saving, so that's a great thing for me, where I get, I checked, and I get, like, 15 cents every month.
Okay.
Now, it's not like the whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
But it's still something.
It is. So I mean, I think it's definitely, like, I have a good amount of money in my savings account. And every time I check my Bank of America savings account, most recently I had $0.03 of interest earned for the month. And I'm like, nah, bro. I would like to be making a little bit more. Like, give me a few more cents in there.
Yeah.
That's why I switched to the online savings account.
Yeah. And I would say one of the unforeseen benefits of having that online savings account is that because I use it exclusively for savings.
Yes.
It takes about 5 days for the money to reach my checking account.
Okay.
So what that means is that I just usually put most of my money in my savings. And then what that means is that if I want to buy something and I don't have that money in my checking,
right,
there is that 5-day buffer period, which I have to think like, okay, do I really need this?
Right.
And like once I hit transfer, it's most likely that the urge to buy is like going to be gone by day 3.
Yeah, it's no longer there.
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck this. Yeah. So that's like a nice little thing where it's just like by the time I actually get the money, like the urge to buy has just disappeared. And I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to let the money stay there.
Yeah.
So not having that smooth line from savings to checking has definitely helped me save a lot more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's definitely something to explore if you want to think about saving more money in the future, like the online banking.
Yeah. So the two things we talked about was switching our mobile services, so definitely look into that, guys, especially if you're paying like me $70 a month. Let me tell you something, you can be paying less. And also, of course, switching to like an online bank. So that's always pretty cool. Cool, you can always go online and just check those things out and see what works for you.
Yeah,
and choose that. Okay, so Narisia, we've talked about our financial habits that we hope to continue next year, right? And hopefully build on, right?
Yeah.
In addition to this, I know you and I have personal goals to improve our social lives. Do you want to talk about your social life goals for next year, maybe?
Oh, yeah. So I plan on expanding my network. For a while, when I moved back to Connecticut, I did plan on expanding my social life in terms of, like, dating and making friends.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but then I realized, like, two major things is that I already have friends.
Okay.
And because I'm not the kind of friend who wants to go out and hang out.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't even want to talk to you on like a regular basis. Like,
okay.
My friends know me. I kind of just want to talk to them like maybe on a monthly basis.
Right.
So it kind of seemed redundant that I was trying to force myself to go out and just make friends. So I'm just like, but that's not what I do.
Right. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And then secondly is that, I don't prioritize dating enough to put up with the tiniest thing.
Okay.
So, like, one of my biggest, like, just, it makes my brain, my brains, like, shatter is when people can't text, like, proper English.
Okay.
Like, I have no problem if English isn't your first language.
Right.
I do have a problem, however, if you keep using shorthand and slang words for, like everything.
Like, instead of saying, like, what are you doing, you say
YWYD.
Yes.
I hate that.
What you doing? Oh,
I hate that so much. And because dating isn't a priority, whenever I get a text that isn't, like, properly spelled out, I literally just do not respond, or I just, like, block them.
Yeah.
And also, another thing I hate with a passion is texting with emojis. And I did not realize how much rage this was inducing in me until I met a dude that punctuated every fucking sentence with an emoji.
Yeah.
And I'm, why? It's so unnecessary. So things like that, because we're in the times of Corona, so you can't just go out and meet people.
Right.
You shouldn't go out and meet people anyways in regular times. Get to know them first.
Absolutely.
But that period of speaking through the phone via texting,
yeah,
I can't do it.
Okay.
Because there's so many nitpicky stuff. So that's,
oh girl,
yeah. That's when I'm just like, I'm going to focus on just expanding my network. Because, you know, I can't grow in a bubble.
Yeah.
And I feel like focusing that energy on advancing my professional career is a more like direct, it's a proper direction for me to go in.
Yes. So, and it's something you can build on.
Exactly. Yeah. And I wouldn't get super annoyed
Yeah.
because I know that at the end of this, you know, I'm going to gain a very important connection.
Right.
And they're also going to gain important connection in right. me. So right. that's what I'm doing. So okay. What about you?
Girl, so you know how I recently moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals when I moved to my new place was to make new friends. I've lived to myself before, and one thing that I noticed is that, you know, it can get a little lonely, but having, you know, friends around the area, mind you, I have wonderful, amazing friends. They just don't live next to me.
Yeah.
So that's been one of my goals, to make new friends. And so far, it's been good. You know, okay. I found some people that I can develop genuine friendships, you know, that live around me.
Yeah.
And another thing that I plan to do is to date more next year.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Good luck with that
you
whole
sound
dating.
So excited.
Yeah, good luck with the whole dating part, because man, you need to have the patience of a saint to
yeah.
date. And this requires both men and women, because woof, man,
yeah.
I can't do it. But definitely, besides the time that you will need to dedicate to this, do you think your finances will be greatly affected, or have you thought of ways that you can have a great time without basically plowing through your cash?
Yeah, so, you know, with making friends, you know, that usually entail things like brunches because of where we live. Like, I feel like DMV is known for, like, the brunches
yeah.
and the mimosas and all that stuff. And going out, but again, we're also in a pandemic, you know,
yeah.
coronavirus time, so we have to be mindful of that. So I intend to do things like hanging out at home
yeah.
with the new friends that I've made. That way I can save money. So hanging out in my home or their home.
Yeah.
And even if we're going to go out, ensuring that it's not so expensive. Because let's be honest, regardless of where you are, you can find affordable places to go to.
Yes.
So just ensuring that we're doing that instead of going to the really, really expensive places. And also for the dating part, though, this is not really going to affect my expenses as much, because I intend to actually go out with people that I like. So because of the pandemic, like you said, in general, you don't want to just, you know, hey, and then meet up with somebody.
Yeah.
Right? It's always safer to get to know them a little bit more before you hang out with them and things like that. So with that said, I fully will do that, of like getting to know the person.
Yeah.
That way I know, like, oh my gosh, do I like you enough to go on a date with you?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what I intend to do now. Whereas before it was just like, oh, you want to hang out, see me, or whatever? And like, I might not like you. And generally people that I don't see myself like actively dating them or
yeah.
anything like that, I would generally be like, let me pay for my food, or let me pay for whatever it is that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to feel like I owe you afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, if it's someone that I intend to date, like, sir, please take care of it, you know? Like, please treat me like, you know, like a queen. Like, do all of that stuff. Regardless, any man, please treat me like a queen, okay? I do not expect anything less of y'all. But for the ones that I really, really do like, yes, please do all that. But if I don't, I'm more likely to, like, be like, oh, let me take care of this real quick. Like,
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting that's how you do it, you know, based on how much you like them. Like, you don't want to feel like you owe the dude that you don't like jack shit.
Exactly.
I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I basically do whoever plans the date.
Okay.
So, I have no problem paying, and most dudes I've been out with, they have no problem paying too.
Yeah.
But if I plan something that's like I want to do like specifically,
yeah,
then I could pay for the events and then like pay for the meal and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, that absolutely makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's just for most of my situations, it's like someone else asking me out. I rarely, honestly, y'all, I can stay home all day, so I really would not be asking anybody and their mama out. But, you know, most of the times, you know, it's the guy asking. So
yeah,
in that situation, yeah, please take care of the bill and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I plan to manage my finances while improving my social life. What about you, Narissa? What do you plan to do?
Okay, so for me, I know expanding my network is definitely going to add a new category that I need to consider when budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actually meeting the people and the networking part isn't the most money-consuming, because I can always meet someone at, like, a... someone I want to work with, I can always meet them at like a park or like at a local coffee shop.
Right.
And there are sites like Groupon and Eventbrite
mm-hmm.
that offer like free or discounted events that
yeah.
I can go to.
Mm-hmm.
The part that I'm going to have to watch are the necessary expenses.
Okay.
Because I feel like because I think they're necessary, I might just be like, hey, wait, let me just go batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So, just like things like traveling to meet my clients.
Yes.
That's one of the, I need to find the most cost-effective way to do that. Because I have clients who are, like, in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to work with people who are, like, in New York or Maine. And that all costs money.
Absolutely.
And with the virus now, I feel safer driving. But once the vaccine has become, like, made available to, like, more people,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I can get back to, like, taking the bus or, like, trains or, I don't know, carpooling or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for the meantime, one way that I can actually save money, and I need to really do this,
yes,
is that I need to register my business.
Oh, in this, absolutely.
Yeah. I need to register my business in the state of Connecticut. So I did that for Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I need to register my business is that the IRS has this, like, tax deductible thing,
mm-hmm.
where if you drive your car or a company vehicle for business purposes, you can get up to 57 cents per mile that you drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so, that's driving that I do anyways. Like,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I do the math, I've already driven over, like, 400 miles going back and forth to clients.
Okay.
And if I would have registered my business earlier, I would have been eligible to get back about $230.
Okay.
Which is a significant amount of money.
That is, absolutely.
So one of the ways that I'm definitely going to just work on that whole driving, which is an essential thing that I need to do for my business, is register my business, because I could get that money back, and that's super important.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, girl, I'm all for you registering your business, especially when it's going to have so many benefits to you in general. And, you know, I know you've mentioned some of these platforms before in the past. You're always telling me, just check out Groupon, just check out,
it's awesome,
you know, Eventbrite and all these things. And I'm always like, ugh, don't feel like it. But for next year and going forward, I definitely will look more into these things, because ain't nothing, I mean, free is amazing. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
If I can find free things to do, please. And so I'll definitely try that. But, you know, since it's the end of the year, I mean, we're about to be in 2021 in, like, what, a few seconds?
Less than 48 hours.
Less than 48 hours while we're doing this, but then when we post it, it could be, like, a few seconds. You never
basically
know. So, are there any goals you've set out to accomplish this year that you don't mind sharing, besides the financial goals?
Of course. So, one of the things I'm learning how to do is how to make corsets. The rest of the goals, I'm working them out with my therapist, so y'all don't need to know all that. But I definitely do want to learn how to make corsets, because that opens up, like, a whole host of clients for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can do evening wear, I can mm-hmm. do bridal wear, and I can recreate historical costumes.
Yeah.
And I fucking love costumes, so that is the highest selling point
yeah.
for me to learn how to make corsets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but what about you? What goals would you like to share?
And before I go into the goals that I like to share, right, I've seen some of the pictures of, like, the things that you want to know how to create, and I think they're pretty awesome.
Yes.
So I'm definitely looking forward to when you've learned those skills so you
yes.
can make those. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in regards to therapists, I personally have never had a therapist before, but I'm fully aware of the importance and the benefits, so I may just get one next year.
Yeah, honestly, as someone who, I started therapy in college,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, college is fucking stressful.
Bro, but it really is.
Yeah, and I think there's this thing that people think I'm supposed to tough it out.
Yeah.
But fortunately, my college had a free therapist. I don't know if a lot of people knew that, but
yeah,
they had a therapist that you could set an appointment for free, and I took advantage of it, and I fucking love therapists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna say this. Talking to your friend is nice,
mm-hmm.
but, like, talking to a trained professional who understands human behavior and emotions is even better.
Yeah.
And they help you. It's just amazing. And the crazy thing is that you don't even need to have, like, anything that's, like, majorly wrong with you.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the misconceptions, like, oh, there's something wrong, or I can't take... No.
Yeah.
No. It's just like a service that I think if you can afford it, definitely go for it because it's really helpful. Think about it like going for a monthly checkup.
Right.
Just there's nothing has to be wrong with you. Yeah. It's just housekeeping.
Right.
And I highly recommend it. So absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, talking about colleges, I know my college did have one, and I almost wanted to go, but then I like figured out the issues, which like again, I do understand the importance of like having a trained professional just like help you through it and all that stuff. But you know, sometimes we're just like, I can figure it out myself. But yes, I will definitely think more about getting a therapist for next year. So last episode, right, I shared how, for me at least when it comes to my goals, I shared how I fully embrace my priorities and who I am and how I plan to make decisions based of those priorities. And I definitely plan to continue to do that, you know, throughout 2021. I think it's going to be a big part of everything I do going forward in general. I also plan to travel and maybe, you know, tell me your take on this. I don't really care, but, you know, whatever. I plan to travel, be it in the United States or abroad. I actually, weirdly enough, have traveled to more countries abroad than I have
States within the United States,
if I'm being quite honest. Last year I didn't do a lot of traveling. Well, we all know why. But because we're still learning and reacting to the pandemic, but I'm hoping that next year I can safely travel to a new destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I also plan to work out. Actually, do you want to have a little comment about my traveling real quick or no?
No, but travel, do you, man. Go to Singapore, go to Sierra Leone, or like Miami.
Thank you. With your blessings, let's hope it can happen next year.
Yes.
But I also plan to work out more next year, and get fitter. I know we say it all the time, I say it all the time, but I'm actually willing to put in the work going forward. I've always had this goal, and I started working at it 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and every other goal that I have is more personal, so I'm just going to keep it with what I've just said and keep it moving. Yeah. So, Narissa.
Yes.
Let's go back to finance really quickly, right? So, it's the end of the year. We're about to be 2021. Personally, I always like to think about the new year as a way to just start afresh. I mean, who doesn't, right?
New year, new me, hashtag.
Exactly. However, right, are there any other tips you have regarding finance that you want to share? I mean, something that you always do that isn't new, but it's important as well? Because, like, yes, new year, new me, but also take out the good stuff from the previous years.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's seeing a financial specialist. Unless you store money under your mattress, which I don't know who does that anymore.
I hope not a lot of people.
Yeah. Most people have money in banks these days.
Yeah.
Making an appointment with a specialist at your bank to best understand your options for saving and maybe even adding to your income, to me, is kind of like, you know, seeing a therapist for your mental health.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very important to see a financial expert to just analyze your finances sometimes. You know, I had a, you know, a situation one time where I had an appointment actually with a specialist.
Yeah.
This was in 2019. And I remember I came to you and I was ranting about it.
Like, I remember.
It was so funny. This man told me to cut back on coffee, cut back on getting my nails done, and maybe have another person come live with me. Now, if you know me, you know for a fact I don't give a crap about coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Or her nails.
You know I don't get my nails done. There's a lot of things, luxurious things that I do not do in my life, okay? Besides traveling, I don't do a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I also wasn't willing to have some random other person come live with me. Like, nah, we're not doing that. However, so right when he was telling me all these things, I was tight because I was just like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that either. I don't go out like that, sir. There's a lot of things you're saying I don't do.
Yes.
But let's go to the important part, right?
Yeah.
Although I didn't do a lot of things that he said, I did learn something from the appointment. That's the most important part of all of this.
Yeah.
One thing he talked about was the interest rates on my credit cards. Something I did not even take into consideration, to be quite honest. Because they send you, they actually do tell you these things when you get the credit card. You just don't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And they send you bills. And it explains everything in those bills. I just never really read them like that, if I'm being quite honest with you. But learning that helped me prioritize what to pay up first. And what I could leave, you know, for a little bit. And this goes for all of your loans and anything that you have, you know, your credit cards, your loans. Check to see what the interest rates are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, prioritize how to pay them off of that.
Yeah, that's good that you learned that. And I definitely agree with visiting a financial specialist, advisor. If you have a bank account at most banks, it's most likely that you have access to that and it's a free resource. So take advantage of it. And I know that they told you things like, you know, cut off coffee or don't get your nails done. Mm-hmm. And that's very, those are specifics that don't apply to you.
Absolutely
but
not.
But the idea behind it is to limit your non-essential spending. Mm-hmm. So those are things that you really don't need.
Right, yeah.
And we know, I know people will say like, I need my coffee or I need like, I don't know. I know you one time bought a dumbass water bottle that was like $20 that you convinced it was gonna make.
I'm still gonna use it. You're it's not still here, and yeah. It'll be put to good use. So
yeah, but you don't use it. But that's my point. Cut out non-essential spending. Like one of the things that I did a while back was that I stopped buying lunch.
Okay.
At my job, I don't buy lunch. I always make lunch and take home lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, and that saves a lot of money. And recently, something that I did was that I bought a pair of running shoes that cost me $120.
Oh, baby. All right.
Yeah. Did I need those shoes? Absolutely not. My old running shoes are just fine and functional. And they're amazing. But did I want those shoes? Hell fucking yeah. So I bought them. But that's just an example of a purchase that did not need to happen.
Yeah, no,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so when you think about things like that, you start realizing what you actually need mm-hmm. and what is simply just a want. Because I'm just like, I needed those running shoes. But I'm like, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, so basically apply it to yourself, y'all.
Yeah, apply it to yourself.
You know, some coffee and all those things. Just think about the things that maybe you when you think about it, you really don't need it.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, don't spend the money on
it. Yeah.
But yeah, so right. Another tip, Narissa, that I believe that you actually agree with me on this one is to get another source of income.
Oh yeah.
Nowadays, side hustles are a thing. You can go online and check out different ideas of what you could do. And for some people who are out there who are barely making ends meet, if you can't get a higher paying job or your business is just not as profitable as you like it to be, definitely think about getting something else to add to your income or creating something else if you're a creator. You know, listen, right? There's enough money to go around. If you don't like what you're doing and it's not really working for you, try something else. I plan to do the same in 2021. Shoot, I would love to have multiple streams of income if I'm being real with you, okay? Who doesn't want to make more money? Lastly, you can always get free advice on any topic, including finance, from listening to podcasts. I know you and I do that a lot.
Yeah, we do. And I want to say, though, back to the whole multiple stream of income thing. Yes. I think, like, I'm the poster child for that.
Okay.
So I have my main job, which I absolutely fucking love. Mm-hmm. And I have my sewing classes. And then I have my custom-made designs, which clients come to me and I make them stuff.
Yes.
And I'm lucky enough that everything that I do, all my income streams align with something that I like to do and that I'm good at. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I will say, people, if you have a skill, teach a class. Mm-hmm. Do not knock teaching a class.
Yes.
I charge $40 an hour for my sewing lesson. And most of my students usually book 2 or 3 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. That's 2 or 3 hours of my day that I make. That's just 2 or 3 hours of my day, and I'm making like 80 to, I don't know, 120?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about, I don't know. Anyways, but you do the math, right?
Yeah.
I'm not the best at math, but you do the math. If you think you have a skill that someone will benefit from, please, that is one of the easiest way to have a good, like, stream of income.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind, I just started teaching. I'm not that, like, advanced at teaching. Mm-hmm. But the better of a teacher you become, and the more you increase your skill, the higher you'll be able to charge.
Right.
And I'm willing to bet that even if whatever your skill is, there's someone out there who wants to learn it.
Yeah.
So I would say that's something great that you can just add.
Yes.
And another tip that I would give, that I just realized this year, which is the year that I stopped working but somehow made a lot of money.
Okay.
Another tip I would give is that you pay attention to how much you make in the year.
Okay.
Because it's easy for us to look at that paycheck and just go from paycheck to paycheck. But I use Bank of America, and I know one thing that Bank of America has this amazing feature, which is what I just learned a couple of months back,
yeah,
is that you get to see your cash flow in a year. And I think that is so important because it lets you see the bigger picture of everything.
Right.
It shows you your income, your spending, and your surplus, and how much you spend a month. And it breaks it down even further. Like, it takes it down into, like, damn, into mad details.
Right.
And I think once you can see everything like that, I think it helps you figure out your pattern.
Right.
And how you spend and mm-hmm. why you spend. It helps you see your pattern over the course of the year and the month. And you know how much money you're actually spending, not intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know some people who will be like, oh, no, this was just $20. But bruh, it was like $24.
Yeah.
You didn't just count the $4 because right. it's under like something.
Yeah.
So definitely if you have the ability to do that, Bank of America, or just if you have the ability to just look at how much you spend over the course of a year in details,
yeah,
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get to see what is actually essential, like your rent, or maybe you had to fix your car, or, you know, just food, groceries, those are essentials.
Right.
And then you get to see what was just things that you can cut back on in the span of a year.
Absolutely.
And I would definitely recommend that you do that. And like you said, there are resources that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to podcasts, you know, I know driving to work, driving to places, those long drives to my clients, I put on a podcast
yeah.
and just listen to it. And there are also online resources that can help you, because I also believe that there's enough like money
yes.
for everyone.
Yes.
And you can get your peace and I can get my peace, and they don't need to be any kind of conflict.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep working on getting my peace while I build my network for
Absolutely.
Next year.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's something that we've all learned this year and before going forward is the importance of finances, right? I think that more people are more aware of their finances than they probably ever have been.
Yeah.
They're more aware of their economy than they probably have ever been
yes.
or care to be. So with that said, you know, again, everyone is at a different level. Let's
of
be
course,
honest,
of
financially.
Course.
We're all on different levels. But this is just like help people out there, and all the podcasts that you listen to are just to help people, you know, out there, you know, better take care of their finances, because at the end of the day, there are a lot of things that we cannot do without money.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're being very, very, very real, and if you look at, you know, this year, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs
mm-hmm.
and that has caused a lot of strife in households and things like that. And so I'm not saying that, you know, just have this magical, like, I don't know, like, I'm not saying, like, it just happens like that.
Oh,
or
no,
not,
no,
not
no,
at
no,
all,
no.
But it, you know, it's something that if you do have, and you can try to build,
yeah.
and if you don't have, you can learn how to get.
You can, yeah.
So, I think it's definitely important to look at your finances. I know people talk about finances a lot, you don't want to hear about it, but it's a very important aspect of each and every one of our lives. The older we get, it's very, very important. So,
yes.
you know, treat it as such. And yeah, let's go into 2021 better, financially stable, maybe.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then working toward that with the resources that you have, you know, in your corner.
Yeah. And honestly, it just starts with like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, this just like, in response to you trying to like be healthy.
Right.
When I was trying to be healthy back all those years in college, I started by eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And that just snowballed into like healthy habits.
Yeah.
So it honestly just starts with like one tiny change. It doesn't have to be like a massive overhaul of
Absolutely,
anything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about all the resources out there and also listening to podcasts and things like that is you can find one that works for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A bunch of people are saying the same thing, but they all have different perspective you know, when talking about that thing. Yeah. They have different examples when talking about that thing. So definitely check out what's out there and just try to figure out what works for you and go for that. And also going back to the healthy thing, I will definitely say, like, I remember I was trying to eat healthier and you were helping me with that, and I got so frustrated. But something that I recently started doing was just like, okay, maybe cutting back. I remember I was very frustrated.
Yeah, it did not work for you at all.
It did not work for me. I was so upset because I was just like, why the hell do I have to count the calories of this thing? What the hell is this? I did not understand that peanut butter, a teaspoon, had like what, 100 and something?
Yeah, peanut butter, it has a lot of calories. It's like, crazy. It's healthy, but you need to watch how you're eating.
Absolutely. But like, so my sister counts calories, and I was going crazy trying to do that. But then, you know, I figured out what works for me. It's eating, you know, little portions. And then what I recently started doing was also working out and finding, you know, workouts, at home workouts that work for me. So it's really just trying to figure out what works for you in terms of finances, health, whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yes.
And applying that to your situation. One thing I will say that please don't get discouraged fast. If you find something that you're just like, oh, this is overwhelming, I can't do it. Just like we said, start small and work from there.
Yes.
That's honestly what everybody else has done to get to where they're at.
That's
true. So just really just figure out what works for you, you know, and start small and build it up from there. So moving forward.
Yes.
Narissa, did we just establish that we're about to be more social in 2021? Is that a thing that we just did?
I mean, yeah, but honestly, don't hold me to it.
Like, and are we showing hope that next year will be somewhat better?
I mean, I cannot predict the future. It would be great if I did. I'll make a shit ton of money in the stock market. But, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one who has the fingers crossed that, you know, hoping that next year will be better. I mean, we just got a new president. Whoop, fuck whoop, yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And the vaccine is showing, you know, positive results.
Yeah.
So with those two main things and the fact that, you know, we're still here.
Yes.
I am rounding up my goals for the new year like I would any other year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to assume that Mother Nature, now I hope she doesn't take this as a challenge.
Fingers crossed.
But please. I'm just going to assume that she's just not going to make it as bad as it was this year. And go forward with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really hoping so. But girl, I do have that hope as well. But at this point, I'm like, whatever the year chooses to give me, I will take it.
Yes.
And work through it. Because this year has been one surprise after the other. But we lived through it, like you said. So yeah. I'm hoping for the same next year. With that said. It's the end of the year, mm-hmm. and we just hope that you all are having a happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you and your family. We made it. Well, like, depending on when you listen to this, we might already be in it, but we made it.
Yeah.
And if you're like hopeful like us and you've set goals and you want to share, please let us know by sending us a message via email, or you can even send us a voice message, fancy, or even by posting it on our Twitter and our Instagram ad. We're gonna include our ad names in the description, and you can communicate with us that way. And I just want to say thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is definitely be fun to make, and to know that we're touching so many lives out there, you know.
Man, calm down.
But really, no, the people who've been listening to us, thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. We really, truly appreciate it.
We do. And once again, happy holidays to you all.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.